InternetCases.com Podcast, April 22nd, 2005.
Hello and welcome to this week's InternetCases.com Podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm Evan Brown, an attorney, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. This week I'd like to talk with you about a case decided by the Federal Seventh Circuit called U.S. v. Mitra. I've written about it in an April 20th posting titled, Court Upholds Police Radio Hacker's Conviction Under Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Back in 2003, Defendant Mitra, who was a graduate student in Madison, Wisconsin, rigged up a radio transmitter and a computer that he used to broadcast a signal that blocked the operation of the city's computerized SmartNet 2 radio system. This system coordinated radio communications between police, fire, ambulance, and all other emergency personnel. The SmartNet 2 system is made by Motorola, and it's what is known as a trunking system that allows an efficient allocation of limited radio frequencies by a large number of users. A user of the system, for example, a policeman in a patrol car, first accesses a control channel. The system then assigns that communication to one of 19 other channels. This allows for a certain group of users to engage in a conversation without interfering with other communications assigned to other channels. Mitra's device put out a strong radio frequency which interfered with the control channel, and in turn knocked out the entire system. The device was quite powerful. In fact, it was stronger than the radio transmitter on a NASA spacecraft that recently sent pictures back from Saturn. Obviously, this was a pretty serious offense, knocking out all emergency communication for the whole city of Madison. The authorities were pretty eager to track him down, and they finally did so using radio direction finders. The government prosecuted Mitra under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which, among many other things, makes it a crime to intentionally cause damage to a governmental computer system that is used for the administration of justice. Mitra was no stranger to the court system, for he already had two convictions to his name, stemming from separate hacking incidents back in the 90s. And in this case, he added a third conviction to his record, as the jury found him guilty, and he was then sentenced to 8 years in prison. Mitra appealed and made two principal arguments to the Seventh Circuit, both of which the appellate court rejected. Mitra first argued that Congress could not have intended the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act to be so broad as to cover his conduct in this case. Trunking systems, like the one interfered with, weren't even available when the statute was first enacted. The court rejected this argument, giving legislators some credit for knowing about technology. The court noted that members of Congress are aware that technology is constantly changing, and that new developments are always coming forward. Therefore, Congress can draft legislation that is broad enough to cover emerging technologies. The statute was written broadly enough to apply to this case. Mitra's second major argument was that a federal statute couldn't rightfully prohibit his conduct because the radio signals he sent didn't cross the state lines. The court didn't buy this argument either. It noted that the crucial inquiry was not whether Mitra acted in interstate commerce, but whether the affected computers and computerized systems were used in interstate commerce. So the court affirmed Mitra's conviction. Whether the 8-year prison sentence was reasonable is still an open question, as the appellate court sent the case back to the district court for determinations in light of the Booker decision. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. For more information on the music you're hearing, look in today's show notes. Send your comments to ebrown@internetcases.com, and be sure to visit the site regularly for updates and add the RSS feed to your news aggregator. I'll talk to you again next Friday.